It is Shabbos afternoon, and little Sarah had just finished her Shabbos meal and is on her way over to her friend's house to review some of her Hebrew studies. As she is walking along, she notices a coin lying on the ground. She comes closer and sees that it is a dime. It was at this moment when it all began. For just as she was standing there, looking at the dime, she suddenly heard a voice calling.
Sarah! Sarah! Pick up that dime, Sarah. Pick it up. Don't just stand there and look at it. You can buy yourself some delicious candy with 10 pennies.
Sarah turned around, but saw no one. Who are you? Where are you? I can't see you.
Never mind that, Sarah. Just do what I am telling you to do. Pick up that dime.
But it's Shabbos today. And I'm not allowed to handle any money. That would be an awful sin.
How foolish, Sarah. It's only a dime. It's just a little sin. What's wrong in doing just a little sin? Come on, Sarah, pick it up.
Now, Sarah remained standing there. She was a bit confused. She just couldn't make up her mind. As she stood there, staring at the dime, she again heard another voice calling.
Sarah, don't listen to that voice. That is the Yetzer Ra, the little voice that tells you to do bad things. Don't listen to him. Just keep on walking. Hurry, hurry. Your friend is waiting for you. Hurry, Sarah. You're on your way to learn Torah. Hurry, hurry.
Sarah called out. Then you must be the Yetzer Tov, the voice that tells me to do good things.
That's right, dear Sarah. Don't listen to the other voice. You know, it's Shabbos today, and you're not allowed to touch that dime. Remember, Sarah, there is no such thing as a little sin. Every sin is bad. Hurry, Sarah, hurry, hurry, Sarah, hurry, hurry.
Now this went on and on, and Sarah just couldn't decide what to do. At that moment, her father came along and noticed how she was standing and looking down at the sidewalk. "What's the matter, dear Sarah?" he asked. "Don't you feel well? And why that puzzled look on your face?" Sarah pointed to the dime and began to cry. After wiping the tears from her face, she looked up to her father and said, "Daddy, is it wrong to do a small sin?" Her father looked at her. "Why, Sarah, I'm surprised at you. You know better than that. Of course it's wrong to do any kind of a sin. In fact, there is no such thing as a small sin." Saying this, Father took Sarah over to a bench, and they both sat down, and he said to her, "Let me explain it to you, dear Sarah. In fact, I'll tell you a story. And from the story, you will understand clearly what I'm trying to teach you. Sara always loved to hear stories, and especially from Daddy. She looked up to her father and said, "Okay, I'm ready." Well, the story goes like this. Once there was a very rich man who built a wonderful mansion. He decorated it with the most expensive furniture and fixtures. For his large dining room, he ordered a magnificent chandelier, which was to hang from the ceiling. Now, the chandelier was really something very special. It was made out of the most expensive crystal and rare glass ornaments. Now, when the chandelier arrived, the rich man was surprised to find out that it was so heavy, it couldn't hang from the ceiling. For if he would hang it up like that, it would surely come crashing down. So he ordered the workers to make a hole in the ceiling and to slide the chain right through the hole. Then he had the heavy chain tied very tightly, very carefully, to a strong post which was in the attic upstairs. Now he was sure that the gigantic chandelier will hang safely. Now, after all was set and ready, the rich man invited all of his friends to come and marvel at the beautiful sight. It didn't take long, and the dining room was filled with the guests from all over who came to see this beautiful chandelier. In the midst of all of the excitement, a beggar came knocking at the door, asking for some food. The butler explained to the poor man that the owner is too busy now to see him in person, as he did every time. He asked the beggar to go around to the back of the house, where he would give him some food. After giving the poor man some food, the butler noticed the torn clothes that the beggar was wearing. He said to the beggar, "We have some good used clothing in the attic. I think you could make some good use out of them." The beggar thanked him so much for the kind words and followed him to the stairway leading to the attic. The butler said to him, "Go upstairs and help yourself." Up in the attic, the poor man selected some of the used clothing that would fit him. As he was about to leave, he stopped to find a piece of rope with which to tie the bundle of clothing. He noticed a rope tied to the post in the attic. "This is just what I need," he thought to himself. Saying this, he took out a small knife and cut the rope. All of a sudden, there was a thunderous roar. The entire house shook at its very foundation. Alas, the large chandelier came crashing down. Now you can imagine what took place in the dining room as the gigantic masterpiece came roaring down right on top of the dining room table. The poor beggar failed to realize that by cutting the rope, he released the chain which was holding up the big chandelier. As the owner came rushing upstairs to the attic, he found the startled beggar standing right there before him with a piece of rope in his hands. "Oh, heavens," the rich man called out. "Look what you have done to me. I am ruined." The beggar looked at the rich man and pleaded, "But please, all I did was cut this piece of rope. That's all." "Yes, dear Sarah," Father continued telling the story. "All he did was cut that piece of rope. But by doing this, he brought disaster to the rich man who was always so kind and generous to the beggar. You see, dear Sarah, there really is no such thing as a small sin. Yes, it may seem small to you, but one can never tell how awful it is in the eyes of God." Upon hearing this, Sarah looked up to her father and said, "Yes, You are so right. This story really teaches us such an important lesson. It teaches us not to listen to the Yetzer Ra, who tries to trick us into doing an Avera, a sin. We must always listen to the Yetzer Tov and do the lovely mitzvos of Hashem, God's holy commandments. Well, I must be on my way now. My friend is surely wondering why it's taken me so long to get to her house today. But I have some surprise for her. I'm going to tell her what happened to me today and the lovely story you told me. I'm so sure that she'll enjoy it, too. Father and Sarah wished each other a good Shabbos. Sarah went to her friend's house, and Father went to shul to study Torah in the honor of the holy Shabbos.